Blog Talk Radio.
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Lord Jesus, it's another day's journey and we're glad about it. Top of the week, people of God, and we thank God for this time that we're sharing in the midst of the storm, in the midst of all we go through, hallelujah, we know that God will see us through. Praise the Lamb of God. It's good to see all of you chiming in today, calling in already, getting lined up for the show here today. And we thank and praise God for all of our intercessors and those who are connected to us. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. Praise God to see the Lord moving across the land in the way that he is. And people of God, he has warned us. He has told us that he was going to do these things. And now it's like watching a video, praise the Lamb of God, of a book that's already been written that you've already read. When I see the destruction and I see the path that God has charted out for his great name's sake. Hallelujah. For his holy name's sake. For the nations have profaned his name. My God, he has spoken to us, and now he's performing it. I love each of you today. I bless all of you with joy, peace. Forgive me here, people of God. I am a little congested. Joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. My goodness gracious. I tell you, my God, I wouldn't trade nothing in for my journey right now, just watching the power and the might of an almighty God. Woo-wee, don't you love him? Don't you love him today? I do. I love me some Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, let's get some mics open. Let's see what's going on here. Well, who is this? It looks like Sylvia. Sylvia, all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. How you doing, dear?
Fine, Prophet.
You don't sound jubilant today, Sylvia.
No, I am good.
You are good. Are you happy and you know it?
Yes, sir. I am happy and I know it.
All right, then clap those hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, your sister with us today. Althea, how are you doing?
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
You doing all right?
Honey, Prophet.
Yes, I am. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm okay.
Yeah, man, this weather up here is really going cuckoo for Cocoa Plops, you know? I tell you the truth. I went to bed all right, but I woke up funny. I'm telling you. Don't burst up. How you doing, honey?
I am blessed, Prophet. How you doing?
I am
full of Jesus and his joy.
Seems like everybody has a little congestion or something going on today. Praise God, but it's all right. We're going to press our way anyway. My God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm going to press my way anyway.
Amen.
Prophet,
I have a testimony.
Who is that?
This is Sylvia.
Sylvia, testimony, y'all. Wait a minute. Let me see something. I got to make. Aha! 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 All right, let's hear testimony.
Yes, Lord. Prophet, I want to tell you about your daughter, Shatwan. You gave her four things she needed to do. And she was set up Sunday morning. She called me at 5:16, and praise God, I didn't miss that call. So when I tell you, she prophesied to me. We talked, prayed, and I think she prophesied the last 2 hours of that call. We got off the call at 8:33, but she saw me through my breakthrough. She prayed me through my breakthrough, her and Sandra.
Amen.
And I say thank you to them. I say thank you to you, Prophet, who didn't, you know, give up on me. You encouraged me. You pulled out what God has placed in me. And so did Shatwan.
God
just ministered to me all that morning. And I felt like God. I was resurrected from
Jesus.
The dead places where I had been.
Woo.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you goosing me all over here? What? Leave me alone, girl. My grandchildren, my daughters is Lord Jesus. Oh, my.
And
you know, I decreed that yesterday on the page about my sons and daughters. Oh, have mercy.
Amen.
Oh, my God, that God would raise you all on up to do this work. I tell you.
Amen.
My God. My son Joseph came to me even talking. The call on his life and what he want to do and how he want to do it. That was Sunday. I was
God.
Like, Lord Jesus, listen, look at your God. Look at your
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
My. I tell you.
He's
boy,
grateful.
Oh boy, that is good testimony. Tell me some more. I'm happy. Go ahead. I'm listening. Is there more? Tell me more.
Oh, Prophet, it was so loaded. I'm just still feasting at the table. Wow. I am filthy. Sent the table things I had prayed about that I didn't even mention to anyone. And she's like, you know that new car you praying for that you need, the repairs that you need done on your house? I said, don't worry about it. He's got it. He said, don't worry about your children. He's got it. Just love on them. And a couple weeks before, Bertha had said, God said, don't worry about it any longer. He's taking care of it. She belongs to him. So God continued to confirm that word over and over. So I know three times he confirmed that word to me. So I know it's a done deal. It's signed and sealed. And God is going to see it through. My children are going to do what he called them to do, prophet. Even though the naysayers said that I wouldn't make it. The naysayers said I wouldn't be able to stay in my home. The naysayers said I wouldn't make it. The naysayers said I would have lost my mind by now, prophet. But prophet, I stand on the word of God that I'm still here. And God is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. And he's the one that saw me through. It wasn't no man. It wasn't no woman. It wasn't my mother or my father, but God alone. So I give him the glory, and I give him the praise that's due his name. So see, nobody else can boast in anybody else but God, for he is the living God. Jesus, I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank him for raising me up for this appointed time in my life. I thank you that he didn't cast me off, prophet. I thank you, Lord, that he sent me by your way. And I thank you that I stayed the course, no matter how hard it was, even when Bertha poured into me, when everybody on the show prophesied to me to hold on, to seek his face, to be still. Glory to his name. See, this praise, can't nobody take it from me, because the world didn't give it to me, prophet. This came from on high, from God Almighty, and I give him the glory. All the days of my life, my desire is to please him. My desire is to be humble before him. My desire is to go back and pull somebody out of the dark places where they are. The enemy cannot have their mind. He cannot send them to the institute. Oh, no, they should be healed and delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus. My God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, Jesus. For the rest of them that's listening on the show today, stay the course, stay connected, because I promise you, God will see you through.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for my sisters and brothers in Christ. Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Bless you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Glory,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God,
Jesus.
My God.
Glory unto you, God. Only God.
Hallelujah.
Only God.
Everybody but some Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
My soul is happy. My soul is happy. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, listen to my daughter. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, you would think that I had laid hands on this girl and that I ain't never seen. Oh, physically. Only on Facebook.
Amen.
My God!
Woo!
But ain't nothing prayer can't do when you're praying over your children, Lord. I don't care if they're another. The hand of the Lord is there. Yes, God. Yes, God. I remember my inbox.
You can't go.
Now, I want to know. There's something special about you, God, that showed, man. So you got to hold on here. God's going to bring you in front of the class. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Say, look a here today, I tell you. Lord, I ain't heard look a here since my mama been gone. Look a here, I tell you. God is good, isn't he? Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Awesome.
The Lord wonderful people of God. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday. And this daughter here has opened us up. My God. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful lesson just to hear.
Hallelujah.
Just to hear. Oh, my God. Somebody prayed for me. Got down on their knees. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Having prayed. Lord Jesus.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If it wasn't for the prayers of the righteous, the fervent prayers, the actual prayers. Oh, my God, that availeth much. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for the prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Athelia is here to lead us in prayer. And Athelia is going to take us to that place to break every chain today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those in convalescent homes and prison institutions, those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that's hurting. Oh, my God, but you're outdoors. Oh, I know some of you. Yes, God, down in Mississippi, Alabama. The Lord didn't come through with the tornadoes.
Hallelujah.
He's not finished yet. Places he's on his way. My God, my God. Hold on to God's hand. Because he could have made a complete end, but he didn't. He spared a remnant. He could have came through and took everybody out. Hallelujah. My God. He's just sending us another wake-up call. To call unto him. To cry out unto him. Hallelujah. And the phone I need. Our daughter is coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you. We're praying for his mercy and grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, to break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we commune, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As our voices come together and say hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, Father God, as we bow our heads. Hallelujah, Jesus. Knowing that you are here with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Knowing that you will not forsake us. Hallelujah. Knowing that you won't turn your back towards us. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Jesus. How great and mighty you are, Father God. We are here to lift you on high. We are here to praise you. We're here to intercede on behalf of our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Glory unto you, Father God. We thank you for the blessings right now. We thank you for the answers right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for saturating every hospital room, Father God. We thank you for touching every doctor, nurse, and technician, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for confounding the doctors, God. Hallelujah. What they diagnose has to be reversed. Hallelujah. Because people are getting out of their beds and walking in the name of Jesus. Those they said would go at the death door standing up and eating their meal on this day. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to break the demonic spirit out of every mental institution. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to break the backs of confusion and deception. In the name of Jesus, go into every mental ward, every mental room, every mental patient, Father God, and take back their souls and take back their minds and regulate them by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord thy God. In the magnified name of Jesus, saturate every floor, every nurse, every medication that's given to your children, Father God, the comatose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up and cast out every demonic force that's in that building in Jesus' holy name. We bring it back right now. We dismiss it. You must go. Leave God's children alone in Jesus' holy name. We ask you to go into every prison room, Father God, every cell, every chamber, Father God. We ask you to ring the bell, Father God, and those who were here were here, and those who see will see, and those who will obey in the name of Jesus. Let them seek you, Father God. Let them bow their heads and bend their knees and seek your face, God. Let them call upon you, Jesus, in the magnified name of you, God. You are great and you are mighty, God. Let them see who you are, God. Just let them trust you and believe in you, Father God. Hallelujah. Help them with any fear and doubt that they may have, any unbelief and worry they may have, Father God. Let them know they can surrender it to you, Father God. You will take it all from them, Father God. All they have to do is pray in the name of Jesus, God. So you are the only guarantee, God. Men will fail you, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But absolute, hallelujah. He is then and he is now. In the name of Jesus, the same God in then and the same God he is in today's world. In the name of Jesus. He know you need somewhere to live. He know you need a roof over your head. He know you need clothes on your back. He knows you need food. Hallelujah. All you got to do is keep your eyes on the hills and all will be provided for you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory unto the Lord thy God. We lift up those without homes, Father God, people who are living in the street, Father God. I'm asking you to cover them in the name of Jesus. Take them out of the elements, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Show them a miracle, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, even during these difficult times, Father God, let them still seek you and call your name, God. And let the light of God shine in their life, Father God. Meanwhile, protect them from the elements, God. Let them not raise on, Father God. Let them not frozen, God. Let them not overheat it, God, but shield it by the blood of the Lamb in the magnifying name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up PSMI, hallelujah, before you, Father God. We already know you're flowing over it, Father God. We know you already pouring over it, Father God. And we ask you to continue, Father God, raising up the members, Father God, raising up the team before them, Father God. Continue blood washing them, Father God. Continue stretching them, Father God. Continue providing wisdom and understanding, Father God. New revelation, new understanding in the name of Jesus. And pour your love, Father God. If there's nothing they can say about peace and mind, they should know that we have the heart of God in the name of Jesus. Love and compassion in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for Prophet Shakespeare, Father God, and those who are walking in his footsteps, Father God. Bless them in Jesus' holy name. Keep them from harm, God. In a magnified thank you, Father God. Let the hedges be so thick, God, in the name of Jesus. And penetrate, Father God. Let it be so flush and strong in the name of Jesus. It's unbreakable in the name of my Lord. Greater I am, the sustainer, the redeemer. Hallelujah, the fence builder. Hallelujah, the warrior, the intercessor. All that we seek and more is you, God. So we lift you up, Jesus, because you are the light of this world. You are the Lord. You are the King. You are our strength. You are our life, our sinful, our breath that we breathe every second of the day. We thank you for the new God. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you on this day. And we shall not worry about tomorrow because we don't know what's going to take place tomorrow. But we know who holds tomorrow. And we thank you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. We give you glory. Give you honor. We pray as we lift you up. The angels are lifting you up, serenading you with your cymbals and the voices of heaven. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and honor this day. And to have your way, God, we have yielded before you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Break up and my God, my God. What a wonderful God we serve today.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
thank you for leading us to the throne of grace today. Boy, I tell you, my God, if prayer can't change it,
it can't be changed.
That day. Oh, my goodness. If prayer can't change it, it can't be changed. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Praise God. This testimony, PSMI, praise the Lamb of God. And if you are listening to our voice via the internet and would like to call in, share your testimony, be a part of our live studio, you may do so today calling area code 646-564-6264. 9818. So 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Shake a neighbor. Shake a friend. Call somebody. Inbox somebody. Tweet somebody. Praise the Lamb of God and let them know that we are on the air again this week. The Lord is good and merciful and kind and has blessed us again. Praise the Lamb of God to be able to come into your living rooms, wherever our voice is heard, in your cars or wherever you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need is a phone or a computer, and you can hook up with us, and we thank and praise God for all of you today. My. Boy, let me tell you all something. Bertha on the line, boy, but y'all missed it. Sunday at the Truth Church. Bertha, lady, now I tell you, y'all, I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. I ain't got no reason to lie. The daughter preach here. I want you to hear it now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My Bertha put it down for you, for the Jesus. I'm telling you, she preached Sunday talking about the benefits. Don't forget your benefits. Bertha, come on, give us a little synopsis of that. Praise the Lamb so the saints can hear your voice talking about that thing. I want them to hear that. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. The Lord is just, as we read Psalm 103, and it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of your benefits. Then some people don't know the benefits that they have because
God,
of the shed blood of Jesus. And they always teach on Good Friday the last seven words. But the significant part is the seven places that Jesus shed his blood on the way to the cross to give the last seven words. There were seven places that Jesus shed his blood that won back everything we lost when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And it started in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, let this cup pass me, Father. You know, Matthew 26:39, that night will be done. He went back, I will, to surrender I will to God so that we would make the mistakes and walk in disobedience, but that the plans of God would manifest in our lives. He went back, I will, for us. And then when he took the beating at the whipping post, he won that when he took the crown of thorns on his head, it brought the curse of poverty. And the nails in his hands won back our prosperity. Everything that we lay our hands to do, we shall supposed to prosper because of the blood that came from his hands and the blood that came from his feet. The word of God says everywhere that the sole of our feet touch, we own it. We won back dominion and authority and power. And it appears to me in his side. They won back our freedom to bear the burdens and the pains of having a broken heart. And it broke his heart to carry the sins of the world. And he knew what we were going through before we were even brought into this world. So everything that he went through, he gave us the strength to go through it because of his shedded blood. And the seventh shedded blood was a bruise. We bleed from the inside out. And that's where the blood came from. The blood cleanses us from the inside out. And we can have total redemption if we totally surrender to the will of God and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. His blood connected to his name is power. And as Papa taught us a couple of Sundays ago, connect the name with the person. Jesus is the Son of the true and the living God. Jehovah Jesus Jireh. That's what I have been saying. His body carries the divine blood, the blood of royalty. His blood is not our blood. We are connected to the Father by his divine blood that he shed on the cross. When he said it was finished, he accomplished the will that his Father sent him into, and that was to regain back everything that we lost in the Garden of Eden. He wanted back for us through his shed blood. That's why he is the perfect sacrifice, the perfect mediator, the high priest. And it took only one time for him to lay down his life, and he don't have to do it again because we want everything. We should have no lack because his shedded blood won it all back for.
Jesus.
My.
Nothing but
don't
blood.
Forget. Don't forget the benefits. My God, my God.
Yeah.
So many benefits and all his benefits. Oh, have mercy. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha laid it out with power and authority. My God, and then preached us happy. Wait a minute. Look like y'all sister that came over here. Granddaughter, is this you?
This me, Granddaddy. This is me.
The prophesying granddaughter then got out the bed, y'all. Hey!
I've been out the bed since 5 o'clock.
We didn't know that, see. You didn't sound the alarm over here.
I was down there with your daughter because, you know, we got a call. Her sister passed this morning. So I was down there with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Making arrangements. She leaving out in the morning to go down there, and we're going to leave out Thursday night. But I just want to give my testimony. Because glory be to God. I just thank God. On Friday, you gave me a word, and you gave me 4 things to do. And you told me that I needed to prophesy more, use my gifts more. And I thank God we were getting ready for the revival with much more. And we went to the revival, and I had to pray. And I asked God to send a wind through that place.
Mm.
And wind came through on Friday night. Then on Saturday, we had dinner with Mother Moore. And I ended up, she sent for me to come to the hotel to do her hair. And she don't let anybody come. You know, she don't let anybody come to her hotel. She's very careful. If God tell them, that's it. So we went to the hotel after the dinner, and I did her hair. And I went in the bathroom to do a makeover on her secretary. And when I came out, she gave me one of her house robes. And she said, God told me to give you this. With the anointing that she carries, it's in this robe. And I said, okay. So I came home Saturday night, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I was tired, but I couldn't go to sleep. So I got on the phone about 2:30 that morning, and I called Sandra, Prophetess Sandra, and I began to talk. And I seen that Sylvia had posted, and the Holy Spirit said, call Sylvia. And I called her, and we just talked and talked, and we ended the call with a prayer. But after the prayer, God began to work, and I had this robe on. And I'm going to tell you, Prophet, I did not know the power and the anointing that was transferred into this robe. Because I will tell you, from 3:30 to 8:30 that morning, God prophesied and used me. And I just kept saying, okay, Lord, turn me loose. Okay, Lord, let me go. Let me go. But I'm going to tell you this. When God let me go finally at 8:30, I snatched this robe off, I folded up, and I threw it in my drawer. And I said, I will not put that robe back on. But Lord be God, when we got to church on Sunday morning, God began to blow that wind in, and the anointing just fell. The glory was revealed to us, and we were in high worship and praise, and he began to deal with the men for them to get in place and take their position, because he wants them to come up front where they belong. And I was sitting next to Reggie, and Reggie was just rocking and shaking and shaking and rocking. And I just heard the Holy Spirit, and I told him, I said, you just going to sit here? And I put my hand in his back, and I said, go. And when I said go, he jumped up. And my God, I have never seen this boy dance in my life. But that boy danced his way out of everything that he was in. And God began to work on him. Hallelujah. And thank God. Hallelujah.
Well, I have received a couple of those testimonies already. One was, I know I heard about Reggie's dancing, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then the other part of that, Sylvia then bust the show open with that testimony about the telephone call. Praise the Lamb of God, how you prophesied and everything on the call. 4 things I told you to do. So, but then you filled in the middle part of it for us, and we thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you said something that was so powerful that I think a lot of us are not aware of, praise the Lamb of God, that is that the anointing of God that's on the life of the believers and elected to do a powerful work in the earth has the ability of transference.
Yes, they do.
It's dangerous to put on something that belongs to a prophet or a prophetess, a true or a prophetess.
Amen.
It's dangerous to put it on with permission.
Yes, it is.
One, it's dangerous to put it on without their permission. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when you are commissioned to put something on that belongs to them or they put something on you that belongs to them, it's a powerful release. And a lot of people move in the release. They don't move in it, you know. For instance, you put on mother's robe, praise the Lamb of God, transference takes place. But if you don't move in a prophetic action, you would never know the power that it was on you.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? If you had not talked to Sylvia and prayed with her and allowed the prophetic to come out of you and this, that, and another and move in prophetic ways like touching Reggie on his back and all of that, you would have never known the power that had that you have been exposed.
Right.
No, I wouldn't have.
Right.
Hello, Lightbus. And then now watch. The same way it takes us to maintain our level of anointing with shut-ins, fastings, and what have you, is you got to do the same. If you don't do it, then it's going to start dissipating.
Jesus.
And coming off you. Hello, Lightbus. Because you have fuel the fire with prayer. You have to fuel the fire. You fuel your fire. Praise the Lamb of God. And keep your filling refilled. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said something just now. Hallelujah. I just told you. I just released it out to you. Hallelujah. Many, I have laid my mantle on.
Amen.
And they have received power from it. Praise the Lamb of God. From the moment I laid them on, but they don't know how to maintain it.
Yes, God.
Amen.
So, like, Bob, see, you can run on empty so long until your car be pulled over by the side of the road or just coasting, on a downhill, and you think you're going somewhere. And you're about to, about to be somewhere on the road of life because you did not meditate upon the word of God and stay in that word. We get so busy until we neglect God's word. We neglect prayer. We neglect praise time of God. Hallelujah. Spending quiet time with God. That's why you see, you go to the prophet. You heard what she said. She don't let nobody come to her room.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. She ain't hiding nothing in there but God. That's all she got in there to hide. She in a quiet place. She don't want to hear all that chatter. She want to talk to God now. She want to soak in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. The way you going to remain powerful.
That's right.
You got to stay with the power.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's what you said.
You got a fellowship with the power, and the power is God, not man.
That's what you said. I'm telling you. Jesus.
The power is God, not man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I just want to pull that out of your conversation because that's a powerful thing, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. There are a lot of people want the mantles. They want the anointing. They want, but they don't want to maintain it.
They
don't
want
to
do the work, prophet.
They don't want to cultivate it. They don't want to learn nothing. They just want to run around doing the gymnastics. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. You.
The quietest thing. I tried to tell her. It was the second gathering, that I did the intercessory prayer, and I had on Mother Moore's prayer shawl, not knowing what I had on. But Alicia
right.
gave it to me and said, wear this, because the Lord said for you to wear this tonight. And I think that same night, you put the mantle on me, so I had two powerful anointings working inside of me. And then they wonder why I'm a wild, crazy woman. And with Mother Moore, her anointing shift. And whatever God, the need is at that particular time, that's still on in that rising. Now, I can feel them now, that when they shift. And like you said, if I didn't stay in the Word of God and stay in prayer, then I wouldn't be able to operate the way that I do, the way God has ordained for me to do. But I have two powerful, you know, three, because Pastor West put her mantle on me, too. I have three mantles of apostolic anointings from powerful people on me. And then they wonder why I'm a wild, loud, crazy woman sometimes in the spirit. I just do what God says, too, because I don't know what he got me doing from 1 minute to the next. But it soaks in you. You don't need the mantle on you because it soaks in your spirit as the anointing flows and you spread it. It's soaking the anointing in. So you carry it in you. You carry the glory and the anointing of those that went before you. Power releases when you need it.
My God, my God. My God, I'm telling you, people of God, if we would just take time and understand how God moves, why God moves, and what he is doing, we would absorb more of him. We would get in the way of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We used to say get in harm's way all the time. You're getting in harm's way? You need to get in God's way. You need to let
that's
God
right.
you with that power boat sometime. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And, you know, people say, oh, Shakespeare, he's such a private person. I'm just a quiet person when I'm by myself. I really enjoy God. I do. I really enjoy God. I enjoy downtime with God. I enjoy the Word of God. I enjoy reading it and studying it. I read some today. Hallelujah. Yeah. I enjoy research. I enjoy looking into the things of God. I enjoy meditating. Yes, right, meditating, laying on a sofa and thinking on something that God has whispered in my spirit until the spirit carries me away. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, and if you're not going to do these things, if chatter and laughter and always up in somebody's face is going to be of life, then you're not going to maintain power.
That's right.
You know, and we share all the time when you read about the prophets and great prophets such as Elijah and Elisha and those, one of their outstanding features was they were always by themselves. It was always by a brook up in a mountain, on top of a mountain somewhere in a cave, always by themselves. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you have to have that quiet fellowship with God so you can hear that still small voice. You can't hear that voice and everybody ballyhooping around you and talking and distracting and all of that kind of thing. You got to be quiet. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right, true.
It takes time to really learn how to go from your carnal channel to your spiritual channel. It takes time for you to be able to shift from hearing people while they're talking to hearing God say what he's saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That just don't come overnight for most people. Praise the Lamb of God.
No,
hallelujah.
No.
Yeah, unless God just breaks open and just go to speaking to you like that. But the average one of us have to teach ourselves to quiet not in a person so that we can hear the voice of God in us over all of the voices without us. Yes. Yes. That's right. I said it, and I won't take it back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are prophetic people, and if we're going to live in the prophetic, hallelujah, then you're going to have to learn to hear God and how to hear God. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. and all of these powerful people he put around us. Boy, I tell you, mm-hmm. granddaughter, you blessed. You all are blessed because there's so many people that be around prophets and stuff all their days and don't absorb nothing. Don't get nothing. Don't get nothing. Because they're there for the wrong purpose. They're there with the wrong intent. They don't get nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Boy, this is up here. My God, this good stuff. I tell you, I am just so proud of my sons and daughters. My God, this is what I've been praying for you and decreeing over you guys, is that God would just release you, hallelujah, into these spiritual realms of operation so that you can do that God has called you to do and know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the hand of the Lord is upon you. That the hand of the Lord is. My God, my God, my God. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am so just the proudest big papa in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. There's some more coming in, too, that's going to be on fire for God. We haven't seen the last of them yet. The Lamb, God is working on some more. Even while we're speaking, he's working on some. Praise the Lamb of God. That's
Amen.
Going to come through and that's going to understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, prophetic succession. They're going to understand prophetic receptivity. They're going to understand it, praise the Lamb of God. Don't let me talk so much. I'll overteach today. Praise the year at PSM Live. You ought to call on the line and give us a testimony, something God is doing for you. But where is Nicole at today? Erico 646-564-9818. Where is Tamika Merriman today? Praise the Lord. Erico 646-564-9818. I'm talking about people with some solid rock prophetic manifestation testimonies, man. I'm telling you, they got them. Walked up to me Sunday just testifying all at the altar about what God has said and what God is doing and how he did it. My God, where is the saint? They're calling every prophesying Thursday to receive it. Then when they get it, they won't call on Tuesday and testify. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I want to hear some testimonies because I know God is doing a perfect work.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he is.
Doing
yes,
it. He's doing
but
it. Praise the Lamb of God.
That I can give her testimony for because we prayed for that child. Teresa Flynn and Deborah Flynn. Deborah Flynn is the grandmother, and Teresa Flynn is the aunt. And they asked us to pray for her niece, Michaela, who had a brain tumor, and it was cancerous, with a rare cancer.
Right.
And you called out for the miracles on Friday. And we prayed and pulled down the miracles. She came on the page Friday night and thanked everyone for their prayers because the cancer is gone. The tumor is still there. But I just began to pray and ask God to dissolve the tumor. You removed the cancer, the tumor got to go.
Jesus.
God healed that baby. She's 10 years old.
My God.
Amen.
I hope y'all are listening. Praise the Lamb of God. The lady had posted it on the page about her baby, and we went in prayer. Hallelujah. And God was ready to do a miracle. He ready right now.
Yes.
He's ready right now. I said he ready right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Miracle for us.
Hallelujah.
But he need a people, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to tell somebody what good thing God has done for him. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to be like the nine that didn't come back. Hallelujah. One came back and testified.
Hallelujah.
One came back and gave thanks. Hallelujah. One came back. Sometimes you ought to just tell the good things that God has done for you. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is wonderful. He is kind. He is merciful. and he is blessing in many different ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I want everybody to receive what God has for them. People of God, I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Listen, we're coming towards the top of the hour. Don't forget the revival is coming up in a couple of weeks here. We will be in revival. The flyer is on Facebook already, heading to Twitter. Praise the Lamb of God and other places of social media so that it can be advertised well. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can take it and tag it to your page, this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you can receive the refreshing, this refreshing rain that we've been talking about, this refreshing the Lamb of God that we've been sensing, this refreshing we've been experiencing by the Holy Ghost. My goodness gracious.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb
Thank
of God.
You.
And some of us need that. We need a refreshing.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You just need the rain of refreshing. Praise the Lamb of God to give you your second wind, to make your head lift up, oh ye gates, and be lifted up. Blasting doors that the King of glory might enter. You just need some refreshing. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darl Sanders is coming. Praise the Lamb. I don't know if he's from Indiana. Praise the Lamb of God. And then Pastor Gail Johnson from Illinois. Sylvia from North Carolina, Shatwan from Illinois, Praise Bertha Pruitt from Detroit, Prophetess Debbie Clark from Detroit, hallelujah, Mary Anderson from Detroit, sons and daughters are coming in from all around us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, there at the Truth Church, it's going to be like a sons and daughters revival, hallelujah, we're just going to let oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! You ought to be there to get some.
Jesus.
Ought to be there to
Hallelujah.
Get some outpouring and some inputting. Hallelujah, yes.
Jesus.
That's
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. Get some outpouring and some inputting. Yes, God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's going to be rich.
Jesus.
It's going to be rich.
Oh,
we're praying,
yes.
it, down.
Oh, yes,
we're praying it down. Hallelujah, praying the rain down. Praise the Lord. And the Lord
Hallelujah.
Is going to... that wind, Shatwan was coming and talking about, that wind is going to blow, praise the
yes,
Lamb of God.
Wind.
Hallelujah. The sick going to be healed. I'm trying to tell you what's
yes,
going to come. Hallelujah. And deliver miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. We're going to see them. We're going to see them. I want you there. I want you there. Praise the Lamb. Starting Mother's Day at 3 o'clock, then Monday at 2 o'clock. And then Tuesday, I mean 7 o'clock, and then Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Mother's Day at 3. Hallelujah. P.M. We're going to be right there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Monday night at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. 3 days of power. We're going to be right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to have word. My God. So don't be surprised if more than one person get up and minister the word. We're going to have word. We coming in there for that. Hallelujah. We're going to have word. Hallelujah. We're going to have laying on of hands, anointing with the oil. We're going to have licensing. Sylvia is being licensed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, she is. She's going to get her license. She's going to preach that word and get her license. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. And then we're going to put on her. She didn't come there to get, but she's going to leave with it. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. She got to take some of her papa home with him. I got to lay it on her. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's right here in this bag laying on the altar. Oh, Sylvia ain't had the mantle put on her yet. Shatwan.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. She ain't been under the mantle. She hasn't been under the mantle yet. My God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. We're going to send the fire back to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to send some fire back there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh,
thank you,
Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We're going to establish that over in Riley.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
prophet in South Carolina. Prophet.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Wherever it is over there, we know it's somewhere around the way.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And what is it, Raleigh, South Carolina?
Greenville.
Why do I get? Why I keep saying you in Raleigh?
I think you because that's where Divine is. She's close to Raleigh.
Divine is up there. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So where I get Raleigh from? You in Greenville, South Carolina. Praise the Lord. You all down there with Pastor Johnson them. I know all them folks. Hallelujah.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lamb. It used to be a truth church there. We had mobilized truth church there, and you know, and what have you, some years ago, and it was doing pretty good. And then the pastor merged without my permission with Pastor Johnson, and then when he wanted to pull out, the members of the truth said, "No, we staying here. We want to stay here." That's what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. Reverend London was the pastor of the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We sent money every week. We sent we would send tithes from Truth Christian Assembly to his Truth Christian Assembly, to where we established him at. Every week.
Yes,
every week. We sent every week to help undergrad ministry. And he decided to come in and merge with him, and I told him, I said, "I don't think you should have done that. You should have talked to Big Papa before you did that." And he did it. I'm just tired of this. When you mobilize something, you have to have tenacity, and you must be able to suffer, and you must be able to take it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's like aborting a baby. You can't abort no baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to raise your baby up until your baby can become self-sustained.
Right.
Hello,
amen.
Somebody.
Right.
Amen.
Am I right about it? Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, and that's the way a ministry is. You don't just start today and stop tomorrow and say God told you to do it, and then when you don't like something, you quit. Well, God told you to do it when you like it and don't like it. Hello, life bug.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Call on
Hallelujah.
Your life. Praise the Lord. The call gets sticky. You accept your calling in the ministry, all this kind of stuff, and then you just think it's going to be a flowery bed of ease. And I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to be some trouble on the ministry road. Hello, life bug.
Lord Jesus.
It's a cliff of the sunlight that's shining on you.
Oh, God.
Some dark days.
Oh,
your
Jesus.
Ship going into some black waters. If you're going to sail on the ministry. Hello, life, but you're going to get ridiculed, talked about, and backstabbed.
Yes,
if you're
going
to stay a minute. And Satan's going to look you right in your face and tell you you're a liar and a fool. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
If you're going to stay in ministry.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you better
Lord.
Make up your mind now that
yes,
you that
Lord,
you own this for the long haul.
Okay.
Glory to Jesus. You don't get in this. It may look glamorous, but you on the 10th pew back there. All right, praise the Lamb of God. It may look like it's all of that in a bag of potato chips, but don't fool yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Satan get through with you, my God, and people, and I don't know which one worse, the devil or the beast.
About the same.
My God, yeah. But you have to have that level of tenacity and trust, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to do all. Yeah. Pastor Brad Fraser said you got to get you some duck skin. You got to get you some thick skin and haven't done all the stand anyhow. That's right, Pastor Fraser.
Yes,
He's a little Brad Fraser out there. Oh, my goodness gracious. You better have it. You better have it. Wait a minute. We got a caller. Error code 31303. Error code 303.
Hello?
Janelle?
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. I was just, I'm at work. Sorry about that. It took me a while. I was listening on my headphones, but I wanted to call in to do two things. First, I know it's Testimony Tuesday, and you're calling about people who want to share their testimony, so I wanted to share my testimony. And then I also wanted to just request some prayer.
All right.
So I just wanted to share my testimony of kind of everything that has been going on in my life. I know on the radio show you're just talking about how, you know, you don't know what's worse. People or the devil. And I think that in my life, especially in the time that I've grown closer to God, I think that God has really revealed to me kind of who my enemies are. And at first, I couldn't handle it because my natural inclination, I don't know why I'm like this, was just to be everybody's friend. But what the Lord has really taught me and bringing me through a situation where everybody around me was against me, I didn't realize how much they were plotting evil against me, is that you cannot necessarily be everybody's friend. And it's not that you're not being godly and you're not, you know, treating people nicely. It's just that, you know, God puts you in some situations where you have to really protect yourself. And I had to learn that the hard way, but I'm just happy to say, glory to God, that God has brought me through it, and I'm finally not able to be as angry or emotional or upset just because of the situation that I was in.
My God, my God.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. Bertha, pray for your sister right quick. Hallelujah. Go on, pray for
her. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to lift up Janelle to you, Lord. God, we thank you for the peace that you have given her. God, because you said in your word that you would keep us in purpose whose mind is stayed on you. God, we thank you that she has accepted her calling and that she's in position. God, we thank you for her word life. We thank you for her prayer life. So now, God, we ask you to keep her in your arms. Cleanse her in your precious blood from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that the enemy cannot touch her. God, we thank you that she is your child. God, we ask you to continue to cover her mind, her eyes, and her ear gates, that she cannot hear the enemy and that she cannot hear the naysayers, but that the only voice she will hear is yours, and that she will continue to walk in peace, even on her job. We ask you to block every plot, every assignment that has been sent against her. We cancel it now. We dismantle it. And we expose every spirit, every demon, and we cut you off at the head, never to return again. And God, we fill this prayer in the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, and we give you glory in advance for all that is done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of
Glory
God.
Glory to God. Thank
Daughter,
you.
You be blessed in knowing that the Lord is with you. Praise the Lamb of God, and that all is going to be well. My God, we just have to go through these so we can learn who God is in our life. God's
right.
Educational training, praise the Lamb of God, concerning who he is in our life, who we can trust.
That's right.
He shows us and exposes us to the enemy, and he shows us the nature of man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I God, that the people that you be the best to be the ones that don't care nothing about you but what you can do for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Low life bug.
Amen.
All they're doing
Amen.
Is they just using. Praise the Lord.
That's
all. You get sick, down, and out, they won't even hardly call you.
Okay.
So while you're up doing for them, they all in your face.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
And you better know it. Praise the Lamb of God. You better learn that. You better learn that. Praise God. And all that you do, you better do it for Christ.
That's it.
Right.
Right. Something that's going to stand.
Men will deceive you.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We love you, Janelle.
Yeah. Love you, Janelle.
Love you, too. Oh, no, thank
God.
You.
You can do it.
I know. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm going up against now. I know I'm going up against a spirit of anxiety. It's heavy in our office. And it gives me anxiety. Like, I sometimes find myself when I'm shopping, if I even think about my job, I get panicked. And the Lord showed me that even though I'm dealing with it, that it's happening worse with other people. You know, it's something. There's something like spiritual heavy in there. So,
my God.
Now that I'm aware of it, I can pray.
Some of the people in the workplace ain't necessarily saved neither. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, like everybody's saved. Everybody is not saved. Everybody ain't been born again. Everybody is not the Holy Ghost. And everybody don't love Jesus. You do.
Exactly.
And everybody has not been transformed the way we have. From
that's
darkness
right.
unto light. They look through dirty lenses. Everything is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's conniving.
Right.
Everything is a game. Everything.
Yeah.
And they deal with life that way. They always trying to get over on somebody because life is a game to them.
Yeah.
But they're playing chess with God. And he's never lost a game.
Never.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not a game. Praise God. Hallelujah. People like to play games in ministry. Love to play little head things. This is not a game.
I love it.
This is a game. Praise the Lamb of God. This is life. We're dealing with the hearts and minds and souls of people. You
want to
play head games.
Yes, Lord.
State is at fault, and you playing head games.
Jesus.
My goodness gracious. Just remember when you get up in the morning, the armor up, praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Put your armor on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sleep with it on.
Jesus.
And the old people sung every day, I'm a soldier
in the army
of the Lord. They sung that every day, and they meant it.
I got my war clothes on.
In the army.
I'm
going to fight till I die. That's what they
said. In the army,
Lord.
Let me die. Radio. No.
Jesus. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, brother. We got another column.
Yes, sir.
Here it goes, 7-8.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hello.
Here it goes, 6-7-8. Testimony Tuesday. You got Prophet Shakespeare here.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Who's calling?
Tierra.
Tierra who?
Tierra here.
How are you doing?
I'm finding you.
Where you calling from?
Georgia?
Okay, Georgia. Praise the Lord. What's going on, Georgia? You got a testimony? What you calling? Tell me why you're calling in today.
I'm calling for some prayer.
What are we praying about, Georgia?
I just need some prayer right now. I've been very down.
You've been down and out?
Yeah.
What part of Georgia are you in?
I'm in Rex, Georgia.
You Georgia?
Rex, Georgia.
I've heard of Rex, Georgia. What you close to? What big city?
The closest you probably would know is Atlanta, College Park.
Atlanta. Okay, I got you. Praise God. And you need some prayer today. Hallelujah. Sylvia.
Hallelujah.
What myself?
Yes,
sir. Can you pray for this daughter right here?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
All right, our intercessors on the line, baby. They're going to pray for you right now. In Jesus'
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, thanking you for your daughter, God. Father, you know her heart's desire, God. You know everything, Lord, that she has laid before you, Father. Father, we just ask, Father, that you strengthen her on every side, oh God. Oh God, let the word that's placed in her, oh God, rise up, oh God. Oh God, remind her of your word, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God. Encourage her, oh God. Let her be strong in you, oh Lord. Let the joy of the Lord, God, be her strength, oh God. Remind her of every word, oh God. Let her seek your face, oh God. Oh God, where she may find you, oh God. Oh God, let her get away to the secret place with you, Father. For you said, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So, Father, let her begin to abide, oh God, where you can pour into her, God, where you can minister to her, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, Father, for the word. Oh God, the word that will never fail, oh God. The word that will accomplish, God, what you send it to accomplish, Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sister right now, Father, over everything pertaining to her, Lord. Oh, God, dispatch the angels, oh, God, that hearken to your word, oh, God. Oh, God, to bid on her behalf, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, God, that every backlash, every trick, and every plot of the enemy, God, is exposed, oh, God, and it is canceled, God, in the name of Jesus. We cut off every spirit at the head, oh God. No longer shall it rule and abide, oh God. Oh God, but she shall look up to the hills, God, from whence comes her help, oh God. Oh God, she is a daughter of yours, oh God. Oh God, so remind her, God, of your great love for her, God, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, God. Oh God, that when she calls to you, Lord, that you hear, Lord. And not only do you hear, God, but you will answer, God. So, Father, in her moment of stillness, oh God, let her stand firmly on your word. Oh, Father, and we thank you right now, God, for a life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the midst, oh God. We thank you, Lord, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your daughter, God. Oh, God, bless her, God. Let the spirit rain down on her, God. Refresh her spirit, God. Revive her, God. And restore her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, God. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
for every word, Father God.
That's right
in our spirit, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that word for this daughter?
Yes, God.
I'm feeling something in my
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. God did it in your side. Yeah, God said. It is time for you to surrender totally to him, totally to his will and not your will. God says that some of the issues that you're going through is because you are not relying and depending on him. You're doing it his way and not God's way. God says it's time for you to reaffirm your relationship with him. You have moved away from God, and you have let other things come before God. But God says, God's so daughter. In order to reap the benefits, my child, you must walk in my will. You must walk in my ways, says the Spirit of God. Come closer to me, says God. Increase your prayer life. Get in your word, says God. You have left my protection, says the Spirit of God. God says, come home, my daughter. Come home, my daughter, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah, that even as Prophetess Bertha was speaking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw an alarm going off. Praise the Lamb of God, like a police light. Hallelujah, over your head. My goodness. That emergency for you. You need to really, really, praise the Lamb of God, let all of them and that go. Them and that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you need to embrace God, embrace the Lord Jesus. There's a call on your life, and you know it. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a call on your life, and you know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Mike.
Hallelujah.
You have let them walk you right away from God. And
yes,
now
God.
What? And now what? And
yes,
for
God.
What? And
let
for what?
My.
And what? Nothing but broken. Praise the Lamb of God. Nothing but you've been seduced and robbed out of everything almost back. Nothing but pain and anguish. Hallelujah. But God is calling you in, and he's calling you in at a good time because it's restoration season. He wants to revitalize. He wants to give back. But you got to come over on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't give you nothing to give them. Hello,
yes,
somebody.
Come on,
hallelujah. It's your time to be blessed, but you got to get over here with the blessed crowd. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Walk alone
for a while. Hallelujah. Walk alone for a while. I better say it again. Walk alone for a while. You and Jesus. Hallelujah. Until you build up your most holy faith.
Yes, sir.
Whereas that you can have some company. Praise, I put it that way. Hallelujah.
No,
because you ain't ready for it right now. You need to really, really get in that word, get in that prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know if you're in a church, but you need to get in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching ministry and walk it out. Praise the Lamb of God. And walk it out.
Hallelujah.
Get on the internet. Get on our page with us on Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. Fellowship with these saints. Hallelujah. Shipping with the saints. Being encouraged, built up every day of your most holy faith. Being infused and encouraged. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Being celebrated and not tolerated. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the woman of God that spoke into your life, strong, powerful, and powerful. I just put the icing on the cake for her. But I still see that light going round and around, red and blue, red and blue. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know if it's a police car or ER, but I'm seeing it as an emergency for you to get to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I won't take it back. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless him.
Thank you.
Bless him.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, daughter.
Thank you.
We love you now. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries is on Facebook. You can unite with us if you haven't and be a part of that ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's always encouragement, prayer, intercessors praying for people who request prayer, and all of that there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Be encouraged.
Okay.
Ooh, my goodness gracious. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I know I heard that the Lord said, it's a word for her. Tell ask Bertha, Lord Jesus. And wasn't it a word right there? Praise the Lamb of God for this daughter. My God, saints. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Brad Frazier says she in a cold blue status. Lord have mercy. That's life support, like, isn't it? Praise the Lord. All in cold blue. Woo! That's a respirator. My goodness gracious. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. My God, we are here. If you need to call in and talk, praise his testimony Tuesday. hallelujah, your situation critical, it's going to turn into a testimony. You call in here, praise the Lamb of God, and follow the instructions of the Master, and watch what God do for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Erica, 465-649-818. Erica, 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. The saints are here. Our intercessors are here lined up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Looking to pray with you if you need prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. We're here. The prophet's here. The presbyter is here. Praise the we're here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, what a wonderful God we serve today. I get excited when God do stuff like that. It excites me. My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Because God don't have to say nothing. God does not have to say nothing to us.
Not a word.
My God, what a wonderful God is. How wonderful God is. Praise the Lamb of God that he speaks to us in our time of need. Praise the Lamb of God that he speaks to us in our time of need. Praise the Lamb of God. He is a wonderful working God. Hallelujah. Ooh, don't you love him, people? I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I love
me some Jesus. I love him today. I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I live down in California. Our members down in California. We're praying for Mother Luana and praise the Lamb, George. We're praying for Mother even the more. And for you girls, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That the Lord will move mightily on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. And that miracle working power, hallelujah, that's able to raise the dead. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I don't know where that came from. That miracle working power that's able to raise the dead, praise the Lamb of God, work mighty, mighty in you. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Ah, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're awesome today. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Down in the bayou, I want you all to know, I know there's some swift transitions going on. Praise the Lamb of God, but you just follow God. Follow the voice of God. Follow his leadership. Hallelujah. Follow the Spirit of God and watch where it land you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch where it land you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. You just think on God. Hallelujah. You just think on what God is doing and what he has done for you. Check your faith file. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's been good to you. He's always been good to you, and he's going to be good to
you. Yeah.
You just watch what I tell you. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. He's awesome,
Jesus.
Isn't he? Woo!
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes,
Jesus.
God. He's awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
God. Yes, I love him today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
All down in the bayou. I just want you to know God loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, oh, boy. There's a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, don't understand what God is doing right now. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's moving on behalf of the believers. And hallelujah. And even what you see, the destruction, the tornadoes, all of this is a part of God's plan. Praise the Lamb of God. He has already spoke about this. It's a part of his plan. Hallelujah. And my hands is lifted saying, yes, Lord. To your will and your way. Hallelujah. To your will and your way. And I'm telling God, I'm praying God to reclaim his name in the earth. People of God, do you know how this world will be if God's name is taken out of the earth? Is it taken out of this nation and these politicians and these newscasters and these movie makers are stripping the name of God and the name of Christ, Jesus, from the roll? They are misinterpreting and making movies concerning biblical passages to be more imaginative and more creative outside of the theological soundness of Scripture so that we can accept it, because they found out they don't read the Bible. Make a movie and they'll quote the movie over the Bible. Hello, yes, light bulb.
Yes, it will.
I'm trying to tell you all something today. Praise the Lamb of God. You think God's name going to be a bad word? You think God's name Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai? You think his name going to be a word not heard no more with soundness and belief? God will destroy this nation first. Praise the Lamb of God. He ought to destruct death right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 20 people are so dead already. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's still moving. He's still moving. The storm is not over yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From Illinois to the East Coast. Oh, my goodness. My God. My God. All the way down south. In the Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. My goodness gracious. All been warned. Praise the Lamb of God. God is on the move. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, we must, people of God, we must wake up to the sense of our doings, and we must understand that it's time to stand for God. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! My God, my
Hallelujah.
God. My God, my God, my God. Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, how I love him today. Yes,
Lord.
That name is worthy of all expectation, of all praises. Yes, God. You're awesome in all your ways. My. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful show this has been thus far. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
My God. You know, even in the book that I wrote on Fall on Your Knees, Praise the Lamb of God, it's so much in there that shows you the corruption of the system. Of both, praise the Lamb of God, the politics, the church and the home, praise the Lamb of God, how misguided we have been, how blinded we have become, praise the Lamb of God, and then what God is demanding from us in order for this course to change. What God is demanding from us, praise the Lamb of God, in order for all of this to change. And people of God, let me tell you something. We can sit on the pew of do nothing as long as we want to, thinking it's going to just change by itself, and it's not. Praise the Lamb
no,
of God.
Not.
God's going to continue on his course until knees bow. I didn't tell you.
Yes, he is.
He's going to continue on his course until knees bow. He's going to continue on his course until somebody call out his name. He's going to continue on his course. Praise the Lamb. Just watch what I tell you now. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God say, I have risen from my throne and I put on my war clothes, he's not playing.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I put on my war clothes. God ain't playing. It's not a joke. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not a joke. He is ready right now, praise the Lamb of God, to do some things in the earth realm that's going to shock a whole lot of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, I said it. I said it. That's going to shock a whole lot of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God.
Woo!
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't shock the church. Yes.
Right in the church is the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
We got to call him. 808-985. Your mic high.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? This is Elder Scott.
RJ.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I was listening, and it's a powerful show. It's a powerful word going on, and I, in my spirit, kept saying, I need to pray for the government. I need to pray for the government because the government is causing this havoc, because everything that God wanted to do, they're not doing, and every law that's being passed is against the will of God. They're perverting American people, and they're perverting the American people. We will pay. There will be recompense. There will be recompense because America as a whole stopped praying. As long as they were getting blessed with the little bit of trinkets that are being thrown to us, they stopped praying. He said, remember 9/11, when I brought America to her knees, when her state, her country was invaded by terrorists, he said, it is coming again.
Yeah.
Coming again.
Lord Jesus. My God.
I'm going to sit on the rampart and I'm going to watch and see what the Lord will do. I was asking God what's happening. He said the poor blood
thinking. God, that's
he said the poor blood moon, looking for the poor blood moon. He said, but my wind is speaking, my rain is speaking, my snow is speaking. He said, and they have not yet asked me what I'm doing. They have not
Jesus.
Yet asked the meteorologist what's going on. But he said, prophet, you're right. We have to fall on our knees.
Yeah.
How does America hold his hand?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. To the hand of God. He said, only prayer, fervent prayer about this unrighteous nation is going to stay my hand. Because when they messed with Israel and John Kerry was over there to try to see how to divide the land, that land belongs, if the land belongs to God, cattle on a thousand hills, what make America think they can divide holy land?
Come on now.
What make them think they can divide holy land and cause and twist the arms of the people? Cause we can bow to them. God said, I'll make America bow again.
Yeah,
we got snow coming where it shouldn't be. We have storms going where they shouldn't be. We have fire going where they
shouldn't
be. Seeking the elements are me. That is my voice in the skies. I own it. I spoke
my
in
God.
Our prayer. I need prayer warriors. I said he's not coming back until America get it right.
Yes, God.
Ooh-wee, Jesus, Lord.
I've
been listening to you and going back and searching. When you speak, I go back and search for it because he said that's what we're to do. We're to go look and see what God said, when he said it, how he said it, and then watch what's happening around us.
Yeah.
Jesus. He had me on my face because I'm going, we're getting cold weather. Getting cold weather in Louisiana again, and then the rain, and then when they say it's going to rain, it doesn't rain. When they say it's going to be sunny, it rains. This weather
that lets you know God moving right there. But I was listening to you, and even I didn't mention that I talked to the Jewish lawyer about the red moons, the blood moons, and he called me and was telling me that the blood moons has a significance to Israel. Significance. Look what he told me of God's judgment and wrath.
That's right.
Of God's judgment and wrath, the blood moon. And people of God, let me tell you something. There's three more to come.
Yes, it is.
The next one is in
September. God has lined this up, and he's been prophesying. He's been telling us. People just don't believe prophecy. He's been proper. I've been putting it on the page. I just, God's been redundant with us in so many words when it comes down to what he's about to do. He's really been trying to tell us, all right, I'm telling you this is about to happen.
They don't want to get a prophecy. They want a word about a cop.
You
aren't going to
come through the land. I'm telling you I'm about to destroy.
Warning us. Yes, he is. That's it.
That's what he called it. Disconnect people.
That's it.
That's it. And I heard, I'm not sure which one of the prophecies said it, but when he was talking about this time when we look at the Good Friday, everybody's all excited about stuff. God said, what did I say from that cross through Jesus? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because it was about to happen. He said, but forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was speaking so profoundly of today.
Yes, God.
Crucify him every time we do wrong. We are nailing him again and again. And Jesus' blood is still cleansing us. That's the love of God. And that's the mercy of God. And we still don't understand it.
No.
Jesus.
My God in heaven.
We're doing
my
wrong.
My God. What
those
a wonderful
that want to be right persecuted, but Jesus said you would.
Jesus.
And so now we say forgive them. And even when we look at government, if they're not walking with God, they will do. In our political offices, they can't see God. They're not listening. They're taking God out of everything. So they're blind. They're blind. The blind is leading us right now. God help us.
Jesus, God Almighty.
The blind leading the blind. That's what they're leading.
That's right.
Leading the blind.
My
God, I'm marching with Jesus. I tell you the truth, I'm marching
Amen.
With the Lord. I'm going on. No.
I forgive me,
but I'm with Jesus.
I'm
on this thing.
I'm praying for them. But, and when I say but, I'm saying the but because everyone's not praying, and some are agreeing.
No.
They don't know what they're agreeing.
But the prophet, you know, when you were teaching the book of Isaiah, which we never finished yet because we got off with other things, but when you were teaching the book of Isaiah, and I think we had got like into the prophecies of the end time destruction, and you made a statement that even when we did the book of Revelation, it just stuck in my head. If we read prophecy and we listen to prophecy, that when the warnings come, we receive them because these things are going to happen because it was prophesied by the prophets of old. And we're in that situation where the prophecies are fulfilling for the earth. But God's people are covered under the blood. And if you are in the will of God, these things shall not touch you. God gave me that word, prepare. As you keep saying, and as angels said one Sunday in worship, prepare, either way, prepare. God is warning his people to prepare so that you won't be caught out here in the storm of his wrath. Because these things must happen in order for prophecy to be fulfilled, in order for Jesus to come back and rapture his bride. So what we must be is about our Father's business, calling those that are lost into the kingdom. Like you say, all of them are going to be saved. And God gave me a revelation, so my people ain't going to be saved. Because his word is he has no respect to person. But what we are supposed to do as saints of God, prepare ourselves first. Save yourself from this upward generation. Prepare ourselves because this land is going to be destroyed because God said it in his word. For his second coming. For us to reign. And peace on the earth. This has got to be did away. So what we got to do is be about our Father's business. Prophecy has been fulfilled, and we know it's been fulfilled because we see the signs and the wonders and the miracles taking place in the land. So we got to prepare ourselves.
Hold on. We got another caller.
Where's Jesus coming?
Another caller. Wait a minute.
Amen.
Eric Coates, 708.
On it. She's right on it.
Hallelujah. Eric Coates, 708. Your mic is hot. I can't hear you. 708-439. All right. My God, we can continue. They didn't say nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, this is very powerful. conversation, and we want people to know we're not hate bangers, and we're not praying for destruction. But what we're doing is voicing what God has voiced. We're
Amen.
Just saying what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're looking at the condition of our nation through spiritual eyes, through
yes.
the eyes of God, through the lenses of God. And if you put yourself in God's perspective and you look at all this innocent blood that's being shed, if you look at all of this money that's being hauled and harbored by the rich, even this man who makes this racist statement, the owner of the Clippers, they talk about how many billions and millions of dollars he is worth and how much assets he have and how much money he has. All of this money in one person's hand, praise the Lamb of God, when there's poor, when there's needy. And this country has built itself up, the rich, off the backs of the poor.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
Everybody
yes.
know that.
Yes.
Hello,
right.
light bulbs. Everybody Hello. Know that. Now when it comes time to give back to the poor, they don't want to.
No,
right.
that's right.
This is how I acquired all my wealth. Every movie star, just how you got it, from people who didn't even have enough money to buy popcorn when they got to the movie.
You got that right.
Okay.
You got that right.
In there to watch your movie.
Yes, Lord.
This is a greedy, selfish, capitalist society that we live in. Dog
yes.
eat dog.
Yes,
it's racist. It's prejudice. And it's and the invisible chains of slavery is still there. I don't know how you go to bed and you making $1 million plus millions every year and you don't want your employee to make minimum wages. Something
okay.
is black ugly in your heart.
My God.
Yeah.
You don't want to have medical insurance. Something is
nope.
evil on the inside of you. It's like cancer and it's eating you away.
God.
And anybody agree with it is a fool.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Oh,
God is not pleased. You better read Amos. When the poor is sold for a pair of shoes. God is not pleased when widows and orphans go unfed and uncared for. God is not pleased when people walk around in purple and everybody else is in red.
Okay.
God ain't happy with that mess. He didn't make this world just you. And because you have been able to manipulate the system, manipulate people, oppress people.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, God ain't pleased with that.
No, he's not.
Not pleased with that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's not pleased with it. Hallelujah. You ain't never got to listen to this show again, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It's right
Lord.
There.
That's right.
God is
that's not truth.
Pleased with it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's not pleased with that. And you can go on your little wild parade of oh, well, you know, is that just because this and that, blah, 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 blah. No. There comes a time when you have to give back.
Hallelujah.
Comes a time,
hallelujah,
when the rich have to take care of the poor, especially
right.
the poor has been taking care of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
In every industry that there is, from your cell phone on,
yes,
is rich for poor people.
Yes, it is.
From all of these just prices they call, taxes and service charges that you don't even know what service service for what?
That's right. Yes,
just on this service charge for this, a service charge for that, toll call for this, that blah, blah, blah. And it's $6. And when they add up all these service charges, it's $90. And you know what? Wait a minute. Who know how to read the meter outside their house for their electric gas? They charge what they want. Billion-dollar industry. Who's checking
Lord.
Them to see if they cheating
true.
Me or not?
Exactly.
Hello, Lightbulb.
Use less light,
meter,
still higher.
Still a Peters of this, knowing we don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
We just the gas bill. And they cheat everybody out of a dollar every month. They multi-billionaires.
That's true.
Lord Jesus.
Hello, Lightbulbs. Don't be crazy.
Have mercy, God.
Crazy. You better understand that. Same thing with the water company, everybody else.
Yeah.
Who know how to measure their water?
Okay.
Just take a cup of water and say, this glass of water coming out of the faucet costs 10 cents, 8 cents, 7 cents, or $50. Who know how to measure it? Nobody.
Nobody.
Their meters measure it.
Yeah.
Hello, Lightbulb.
You're right.
Yes, God. You're right.
And now they don't want to give back. And God is not pleased with them. That's the ugliness of man's heart is greed.
Yeah.
So he can control everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
It's all about power and control. And prestige. And then he's going to put himself in God. God, did you hear what the Clippers owner said? I feed them. I clothe them.
That's a nerve.
I get them houses to live in. I do this.
That's a nerve.
He sounds like Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right.
God's got a way of making your big mouth bring you down to naught.
I'm down.
Okay. Yes,
out of your own mouth comes your destruction.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Now he can't even hardly go outside.
My God.
My goodness gracious.
Wow.
They should just let him walk
Jewish.
Through Compton for a while. Just let him walk through Compton with a sign on his head that says racist
Jesus.
Bigot.
Wow.
My God.
People think money makes them invisible. Invincible. They think money makes them so powerful that they can't be touched.
Exactly. That's it.
But God's got a way of snatching the rug from under your feet and making you fall in your own mess, and you be sitting up there not even knowing how stupid you look to everybody.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry does not mean I repent.
Okay.
Hello, Lightbulb. Because they quit now to say, I'm sorry, I apologize for my statement. It was bad taste, this, that. But my heart meant every word I said.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We better wake up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to wake up, people. Martin Luther King Jr., 40-something years ago, maybe 50 years now, said these words, the invisible chains of slavery. That's what we're going to have to contend with. Not the shackles and locks and chains on your ankles, but invisible. That means they have manipulated you to be a slave, and you don't even know it. You don't even know that they still have you doing the Amos and Andy show.
Come on, bro.
You still are not aware that they just using you.
Yeah.
Teach today.
Yeah.
Your eyes is closed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And they make you think you're one of them.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
That's even more dangerous.
They make you think you're so accepted, and we care about you, and you're one of us until you turn your back.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Hello, light bulb.
Yeah.
I ain't preaching race. I ain't preaching hate. I'm preaching truth.
You're speaking
teaching
truth.
The word of God. That's right.
Still neighborhoods they don't want us to live in.
No.
Hallelujah.
Truth.
Yep.
They're still just right here in Detroit. Right here in Detroit. They talking about how impoverished in the cities, bankrupt, and all of this. Well, why is there homes that's on the market now in the inner city, inner city subs, such as Palmer Woods, such as what's that other area right over there? Praise the Lord, my goodness, Rosedale Park, and places like this, that properties are at $300,000-$500,000. Now, people of God, you got to know this. When they want you in a community, they drop the prices.
That's right.
When they don't want you there, they raise them.
They raise
That's
them.
True.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's
true.
Jesus.
So all the apartment buildings and all that way out in the suburbs, outside the city, you can go there and get an apartment. Oh, they gave it to me. Oh, I thought I was having a problem with my credit, but they gave it to me. They want you out there now because they want the city
right.
back.
Yeah,
they
right.
want
they
the
have
city
a plan
back.
Behind it.
They got a
yes,
plan.
Lord,
that's
what
he did.
Yes,
they
build new houses
people.
In the city and give you the old ones.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. That's the plan.
To trap you outside the city. So when you come in, now you used to ride through the suburbs and pull you over, it's going to be that way in the city pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Then you're going to be sitting about, y'all remember we used to ride up and down Chalmers and up and down over here, and then, man, can't do it no more.
That's right. They want it back, and they finna take it back.
They taking it back.
Yes, they are.
This what the plan was. Take their homes in the cities. They ain't going to be able to pay their taxes.
That's right.
Take them from them.
Yeah.
Resell them.
Mm-hmm.
Up, rebuild them, and we live in them.
That's
what
they're doing, too.
Wow.
And that is what
they're
doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Now you just watch a predominantly African American city gonna have a white man. Just watch. Just watch what I say. Because we blind.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we just want to be the big dog.
Uh-huh.
Heal. We just want to be that everybody want to be the king of the mountain.
Yes, yes, yes.
And our eyes closed.
Lord God,
and we
help
think
us, Lord.
What's really going on all around us.
Hallelujah, that's right.
We really can't see. They're closing in on us. And it's
yes,
happening all around. It ain't just happening in Detroit. It's happening all around.
All around.
And anywhere there's a waterway, you in trouble.
Yes.
You in trouble because they want that water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they do.
They want that lakefront. They want that water. They want the views.
Yep.
They want the import and export of the waterways. And they tired of driving an hour and a half to get to their office.
That's
yes,
true.
That's right. That's right.
And you, the common worker, you drive 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's going to make
right.
you drive. Because gas costs money.
Yeah.
See, we add up stuff by paycheck. They add up stuff about what it cost them a year.
Yes, right.
We going off on gas at $3.75 a gallon, and they adding it up. That's so dumb, okay? That cost me $85 a tank of gas, and I need 2 gas tanks now. That's $170-something dollars. Wait a minute. And then that's every week times 4. Oh, my God, that's a mortgage. Times 12. Woo!
Yep.
I got to move closer. That's how they add. They don't add by the gallon. They add by the year.
Mm-hmm.
They add by the year. How many thousands of dollars it costs.
Yeah.
And then they say, now if I stay out here and I'm 42 years old and I stay out here and work till I'm 65, well, that's another, oh, my God, 20-something years just at this without gas budging. How much would I spend over that period of time? I could have bought a $300,000 house cash.
Mm-hmm.
What do they think?
Okay.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Rich man, poor man. That's
what it is?
That's the way rich people think, and that's the way poor people
think. That's right.
We think about what's right in front of our face. They think years ahead. They're looking at the whole span of it. My God, that costs $10 a day? Why, that's $70 a week. Ooh, 70 times 4, that's the way they add. 4 times 7, that's $280 a month. Wow, times 12 months? Woo! Man, that's my light bill and gas bill across a year. They be adding it.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
All we want to do is make sure our cell phone bill pay. Is my cell phone bill paid? I don't want my cell phone to get turned off. That's sweet. And not making a dime with it. Just that's all we worry about. They want their cell phone to make money. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
We just want to talk. Praise the Lamb. I know y'all don't. The people don't like it, but I tell the truth. This is the truth show, right? That's right. This prophetic truth. Just tell you
the
truth. Praise God. You walk in with visible chains on your legs, and you don't know it.
That's right.
You don't know it. When you have chains on, you can't go far without falling. Hello, light bulb. That's why they put chains to shackle your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you cannot succeed. Because you have chains on your feet. But let me tell you something in these 90 seconds that I have. There's a God that sits high and looks low.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There is a God that sees, that knows and cares.
Yes, he does.
There is a God. Hallelujah.
There is a God.
Who will defend the poor.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will.
Loves the orphanage and the widow. There is a God, hallelujah, that has declared that if a people is being oppressed, even if they don't know me, if they cry out to me, I will hear them and I will deliver them. That's the word of God. God said if they don't know me and they cry out to me, I'm going to deliver them from under their oppression. What about us who know the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus.
And that's where America messed up at.
Hallelujah.
When they took all these people's homes, they didn't think that they was taking no saved people's home. They didn't factor in that these are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And we ran them from their homes. We stripped them from their jobs. We've disconnected them from their loved ones.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
They didn't know they was touching God's anoint.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers lost their home. They didn't know they was touching God's anointing and doing the prophet's harm. They didn't know it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't know it.
Lord, bless your name, Jesus.
But I hear the Spirit of the Lord down the rhetorical corridors of time saying, vengeance belongs to the Lord our God. And I will repent. Hallelujah. When they get through building up new cities, they got to rebuild Tupelo right now. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, talk to me. When I just talked to my God brother who's in construction, I said, when God gets through, you have some business. Don't you worry.
Yes,
just hold on.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell some stuff that's going to need rebuilding.
Lord.
Yeah. You know what? He's going to create some jobs. Praise the Lamb of God. One way or another. God's going to create. You don't have many money. Tell these people you don't have no money. Watch you spend some money to rebuild Tupelo. Watch you spend some money to rebuild Mississippi. Watch you spend some money when I get through with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just sitting on it. Just, okay, watch. My God. But my God is awesome. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Woo! We serve an awesome God.
Yes, we
Hallelujah.
Do.
I love you all. I love you all.
Amen. Love you all.
Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. God bless.
Somebody put your hands together and give God praise as we bring to the stage Dana Wilson. Come on and give God praise as she comes forth at this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, clap those hands and give God praise in this place. Somebody tell the Lord he's worthy. Somebody lift up a victory shout in this place. I dare you break those chains off of your life. Tell the Lord he's still worthy. Come on, lift your voice, Zion. We reach for you, God. Hallelujah. We reach for you. And we seek your face. We open the gate to your glory. With open arms. Place of your glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody give victory a shout in this place. Give victory a shout in this place.